Mentioned a little earlier, there are apparently now 25 ways to spot an expert. I can tell you one way not to spot one. If you're looking for someone that does this job very well, don't come in and follow what I'm doing because I'll lead you down the wrong way. But Will Rifkin's got a public lecture happening very, very shortly. In fact, this Thursday, 6 o'clock at the Conservatorium in Newcastle. And Will, you've been able to identify 25 ways we can spot an expert. How is the right way to spot somebody that's doing the job properly?
How do you spot somebody who's doing the job properly? Sometimes you have to wait and see how things turn out. You know, one way to do it is you're choosing a dentist, choose two, have one work on the left side of your mouth and the other work on the right side, and then don't brush your teeth for 5 years. That'll tell you for sure.
Well, yes, but by then you might need a third one to actually fix the job that you've done yourself by not doing the job properly.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But often, I guess what we've concluded, my own work and working with others, is a good expert, somebody who satisfies you, is someone you can interrupt. So when you have questions, you can ask them a question to aid your understanding. Because that's the real hang-up in working with experts, is often we feel left out, we're disenfranchised, and we don't have a void.
So we kind of put them up there on the pedestal. Well, they're the expert. They know about it, and they will just sort of trust what they're doing, and little dumb old me doesn't really know what I'm talking about. What are some of the mistakes we make when thinking that someone is an expert and they may not necessarily be up to par?
We let people push our buttons, and that's what this, in some ways the list is tongue-in-cheek, and in some ways it's, genuine insights from research people have done in the past. And if somebody commands a center of attention or sets the topic of conversation or hogs the floor or has certain paraphernalia and equipment or tells convincing horror stories if somebody else does the work, they take your problem and they turn it into something they can address. So things that sound very convincing because we've been taught from childhood, that's what a parent or an authority figure or a teacher does. And so what we have to do is be aware of what our programming is from when we were young and figure out, is this really something that we need to know about, or is this just a performance that sounds like it's convincing?
So just because somebody can talk up a good game, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are the game.
That's right, absolutely. That is the ability to present and the ability to talk in a convincing way. That's all it is. An ability to talk in a convincing way.
So that can be a little challenging, isn't it, when we are trying to identify someone that's an expert? Because if you're needing somebody to do something for you, we're not the expert, otherwise we'd be doing that job. But if somebody's just able to talk properly, how can we sort of see past a little bit of that when we don't have the intricate knowledge of the subject matter?
That's the million-dollar question. So part of it is asking questions, saying, well, how would that happen? How would that work? What's the situation when that occurred? What are other outcomes that could occur? Who else is an expert in this area? So often, let's say you're hiring a lawyer or a mechanic, you actually want a friend who's a lawyer or mechanic who will help you make that choice. It is challenging. We do make these decisions every day. But the more important the decision, the more important it is to interrogate whether this person really knows what they're talking about.
I think that might be the way to do it. Well, look, those 25 ways to spot an expert, you said some are fair dinkum and some are a little bit tongue-in-cheek. We look forward to that lecture happening at the Conservatorium in Newcastle on Thursday night, 6 to 7. Good luck, Will. You've been able to at least talk up a good game for your lecture coming up this week.
Oh, there you go. All right, thanks a lot.
No problems. Glad to have him with us. Professor Will Rifkin, Chair in Applied Regional Economics.